We're going to demonstrate our full-featured language bot now, but we're going to start at the foundation of the bot, which is our Language Understanding Intelligence Service, or LUIS as it's known. Everything we do in the bot really starts with LUIS and proceeds from there. So we think it's best that we explain to you what happens inside there and how it understands natural language. So starting at the bot dashboard, gives us a chance to see some of the things you get right out of the box. So we've already created our intents, and intents are basically distilled meaning of sentences and utterances passed to LUIS for understanding. LUIS will analyze the provided language and decide what the intent of that language is. It will then pass that information to the bot. For example, if I say, I want to wash the dishes, the intent is I want to wash the dishes, but I could say I want to clean the dishes, or anything along those lines, and the natural language will find out or figure out that really ultimately I want to clean the dishes, and so we'll pass that to the bot, and the bot won't have to try to derive meaning from all the different ways of saying a single thing. Now, what we have here is we have four intents in use, and we get a little bit of information on the dashboard that tells us how our bot is being used. So the first one is endpoints hit with per period. So in this case, it tells us how much our bot is being used. It gives us a chance to see how many times people are asking questions that require LUIS to derive an intent from it. The other one is intent breakdown. If we have more than one intent, in this case we have four, we can see which ones are the most popular, for example, and thereby be able to tune our bot to better deal with the questions that are really being asked, or at least the questions that are the intents that are really more required. There's always one called none. It's an intent that is a default and comes with every bot, and you can't remove it. So we're going to drill down a little bit into our LUIS. We're going to drill into the intents. Once we go in there, we can see what intents we've created. Now, as I said, none is already there. You see that we don't have a choice to delete that. It's just the way it is. We have a help bot, which we put in, or help intent, which basically allows us to say what the bot does and how it works. The two that we're going to focus on, however, are linguistic analysis and text analysis. Those are the two different intents. One is to figure out the grammar of a particular sentence, and the other one is to do a sentiment analysis on a particular sentence. Utterances is the number of sentences that have come in and been used to define what is a linguistic analysis intent. As the bot gets used, that number climbs. It constantly uses not only the intents that we may have defined for it, but also intents as they're generated from the bot. As they're sent in and handled, it automatically uses them and learns as it goes and gets better at it. And to that end, we are training it, essentially, to get better at what it does. So if we want to drill into one of these, let's go into linguistic analysis. So in here, it gives us or keeps track of, basically, all of the utterances that have been coming through. In this case, what is the grammar breakdown of a statement? What is the grammar breakdown of a statement or a sentence, all different things. These are actually marked up as entities or essentially parameters, so it's one extra bit of information we can offer to the bot if we wish to. We defined it as an entity, which is the language type or the request type. We're not using it in the bot today. We just wanted it here to point out that you can not only get the intent of a sentence, but you can add additional parameters to pull out keywords within that sentence and have those passed as parameters to our bot for processing. Now, once we've done this, we want to train our bot. So what we do is we go to train and test, and it gives us a chance to test or train it. So if we've made any changes or updated it, we can train the bot. And once we've trained the bot, we can actually try it out using the test. So tell me the grammar of a sentence. And it goes out and figures out that is in fact linguistic analysis. But I could use different words like tell me the grammar of a phrase. It's never seen that word before. I've not used it. And again, it figures it out that it's a linguistic analysis and it's 100% sure. Once we've done that, all we need to do is publish the app, and we have a chance here with the endpoint URL if we want to test it within a web page separately. This endpoint URL we can use to call Lewis through a web service or a REST service, but in our bot, we're going to use something called a Lewis dialog, which allows us to automatically handle Lewis requests inside the bot, so we won't need that here. So let's go ahead and run our bot. First thing we do is we load the project up in Visual Studio, and the project's fairly simple. We'll go into it more detail, but we basically have one controller and one dialog. And the dialog is a Lewis type dialog so that as messages come in, the message controller will pass it to our Lewis dialog and automatically handle the Lewis intents that we produce. When it launches a fairly simple interface. It tells us the name of the application, and it's just a web service, so it's installed and ready to go. To actually call the bot, we need the bot emulator, which we have here. So what we're going to do is we're going to connect to that port, which is 3979. It was on the browser, and we're going to connect to it. We don't have any Microsoft app ID or app password. We've mentioned that before, so we are able to proceed. This particular bot is not hooked up and deployed to the internet on Azure or using the bot service or bot framework. We're strictly working on our local system with local information. So now that we've got it open, let's try a simple request. You've seen me ask, please check the grammar of this sentence. On the log on the lower right hand corner, it tells us what's being processed and whether it was successful. I can click on any of these tokens and see the results of it. And it's come back and said, I've received your grammar request. Please now tell me the sentence you want analyzed. So we were successfully able to have Lewis learn that this required linguistic analysis, and it's asking us for the actual sentence. So this is a nice day. I hope you are fine. So what it's going to do now is we're going to use another cognitive service where we're going to take that particular sentence and send it over to the linguistic analysis, and it's going to come back and tell us what the parts of speech are. Pretty straightforward. So let's see if we can get a feeling for things. Tell me the sentiment of a sentence. This time it's gone through Lewis and come up with a different intent, and I'm going to say it's a lovely day to code. And it's come back, and just because we used text before, the bot is not limited. The bot framework is not limited to plain text. In this case, we're using graphics and rich formatting to come back and tell us that the entered sentence is 95% positive. It's a wonderful thing. The bot framework provides for many different ways of replying to input. We have seen simple text replies up to now, but in response to a request for sentiment, Cognitive Service gives us that sentiment. We then analyze the positiveness and provide an image along with the analysis. The bot framework provides many different kinds of cards and rich text formatting for replies. We're going to try one more thing. Another cognitive service that we're using in here is the ability to spell check. So I'm going to say, today is a dark and rainy day. We should code some more. I clearly can't spell. So I'm going to send it off, and we send that off to... So this is an example of where I sent something down that didn't fit any sentiment, and it comes back as nothing. So what we want to do is we want to ask for the actual function, so then we're able to send the information we want. So it's found at least one spelling mistake. It's fixed it. Today is a dark and rainy day. We should code some more. And it's done the analysis on the clean code and not the badly spelled code that I presented. So our bot uses linguistic analysis, text analytics, Bing spell check, and Lewis to all combine together to produce a very rich bot experience.